I grew up on, you know, those cups. I'm lucky enough to have won one of them. And I think my first memory in football is actually of the FA Cup. My first vivid memory is Tottenham and Coventry in the FA Cup final. Yeah. I think that was 87.
My first FA Cup final commentary as well, by the way. You were a young man, were you? There you go.
Yeah. So it's one of my first memories is of the FA Cup. So no, I know how important it is and the tradition of it. And love it. It's not as straightforward as that when you're managing a team.
Yeah.
Our priority is the league. You know, we've still got a long way to go to achieve what we want to achieve, which is number one, which is to be safe and comfortably safe. We still have a way to go to do that. That's all. That has to be our priority this year. We've talked about that from the start. But you want to do well in every single game you play. And it's difficult. I understand. I've had to do it myself. You know, sometimes you've had to change team for cup games. You know, you're playing in a league where the schedule's huge, you know, and when you have a small squad like we have and a stretch squad like we have, is you've got to be very careful and mindful of all the different situations. So it's never straightforward for a manager. You know, you look at the cup game and you just make changes because it's a cup game. There's a lot more that goes into it than that, but it's a game that you want to do well in. It's the most famous cup competition in the world in terms of domestically. So if we can go down there, the most important bit is we go down there, try and enjoy it and soak up that atmosphere from our fans and give them something to be proud of.
What do you expect from West Ham, though? How do you expect them to play? Because Premier League teams, they do make a lot of changes. They see, for whatever reason, they make all the changes. Could that catch them out? Could they take you too lightly?
You have to ask them that. But the luxury of the Premier League teams is they have the squad to be able to do that. So it's not like they change their squad and they, you know, they're losing quality of players. They've got a high quality squad. It's packed full of top players, international players, experienced players, and whichever team that they put out will be a Premier League team. So it's going to be difficult for us away from home, especially. But it's to go and relish that and enjoy it and put our all into the game. That's what one thing that we've done all season. So whoever steps on the pitch will surely do that as well.
Does that suggest you might make changes, or have you not decided yet?
I've not decided.
Do the players decide that for you in terms of how they feel?
Exactly. No, not really.
No, I mean, in terms of their tiredness.
No, but like, I think it's, yeah, there's just so many factors you have to factor in. You know, there is that, the schedule that we've had, the squad that we have. But then you also see the side of it is where players will want to play in this, no matter how tired you feel. So there's a lot of decisions to be made. And we'll have a good look at that tomorrow. And as I said, whatever team goes on the pitch, we'll give 100%. We've done that every game this season. Just because it's FA Cup, that won't make a difference. It's another game. We want to try and keep momentum going as well. And then we'll be looking to do that.
Just finally, you may not have noticed, because it doesn't apply to you too much, the window's opened.
What's that?
Exactly. But you have got one loan. Will you use that, or is it just a question of... The situation really just means adding a body if you use it. I mean, how do you view it?
No, I view it as in, yeah, we have that one place left, and under the restrictions that we can use that, that obviously makes it difficult because it's not a pool of players that you'd like it to be. But the other thing I'm very mindful of, it can't just be someone for the sake of a body. It has to be someone that can help the squad, you know, and add to the squad. Again, that makes it difficult because, you know, your normal players that you look at, you know, generally are, you know, not going to be available, and you'd have to pay fees for them, all those things. We can't do any of that. So we're very restricted in that. So if I can bring someone in that can help the team, for sure, 100% we'll do that. But at this moment in time, there's nothing imminent. There's nothing concrete. And we're looking, we're constantly trying to work on it. But at this moment in time, it is where it is. But if something does come across that can help the team, then we'll definitely do it.